Welcome to episode 2 of HHN, that's the Herndon Homeroom Network. I'd like to give you a recap of what we did this week. On Monday, we had our very last planetariums session. On Wednesday, we had our very first day of the Park English Language Arts. And on Friday, we had day 1 of the Park Math Test. Next week, on May 1st, we will have a spring concert at 9:30. Parents, you are welcome to come. It'll be in the gym. We will have Park on Monday and Wednesday, first thing in the morning. We will also have our Philadelphia field trip on Thursday. Details will come in an email regarding that field trip. And now for other stories, I hope you enjoy. We have Marissa and Sophia here who are going to read a poem by another student, Daria.
A More Perfect World. A small cottage staring unblinkingly at the water that thrashed at the rocks below, a never-ending battle creating a barrier of ocean.
Each tree a grain of sand, powerless until reunited with its colony, becoming an unstoppable swarm. The mountain's jagged teeth piercing through the sky. Three words cracking to create one perfect symphony. The drumming of the crashing river. The whistle of the wind. The wild blowing leaves. And the charming melodic hum from the joyous little cottage chimney.
So the weather for next week will be, the highest will be 86 on Thursday, and the lowest will be 57. And tomorrow it'll rain, but the highest will be 72 degrees.
So should people wear shorts?
Yeah, should get ready. Wear shorts, and if you have a pool, get it ready. I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Maria. We have Kyle here, and he is going to talk to us about mindfulness.
Here are some things that can help you, like, get rid of stress and be mindful. One of them is a glitter jar. And, like, when you watch the glitter jar, it's kind of like your brain when you're getting mindful, like all the glitter is your thoughts, and then like when you're mindful, they all calm. You calm down and like all the glitter falls to the bottom. Also, drawing helps release stress. And if you're drawing to release stress, you don't have to like make it perfect and make it look good. You can just draw anything you want that helps you. Because, like, you're going to get really stressed if you try to make something perfect.
Wow. That's pretty neat. That's great advice. Okay.
Good. Wow. Thank you, Kyle. In honor of Earth Week, we have Bobby here to talk about the 5 ways to help our planet.
Hi. So one way is to use trash cans like they're supposed to be used. Don't throw trash in the oceans because that's bad. A second way is to not smoke because that would cause air pollution. A third way is to put paper and plastic into the recycling bin because that way they could be reused instead of just thrown away. When you go to a store like Giant or Safeway, use a plastic reusable bag instead of those flimsy bags that easily get lost in the wind. And a fifth way is to, if you have toxic waste, give it to a waste facility instead of throwing it away, because that could be bad for the environment.
Thank you, Bobby. We have Nicola here, and he's going to summarize what he learned in science today.
Hey, it's Nicola here. Inherited physical traits are genetics you get from your family, mother or father, etc., and from generations. For example, when a horse is born, they have the same fur as their father or mother. Not exactly the same, but pretty close. And another example is when a dog is born, maybe they also have the same fur, or they have the same snout or ears. Is that good enough?
Thank you, Nicola.
Welcome to Disputed. I'm here with
Renat.
And we're going to talk about the Cowboys and how they released Dez Bryant. Was it a good decision? Renat, what do you think?
I think it was a good decision because Dez Bryant wouldn't have any playing. Well, he would have playing time, but they wouldn't throw the ball to him as much because the Cowboys are now a running team.
That's interesting, Renat. I think it was a bad decision because, let's think about this. What are the receivers on the Cowboys? They lost Dez Bryant, who has the most receiving touchdowns in their history. They have, like, Cole Beasley to throw to. Like, they can't always run it with Ezekiel Elliott, so that's an issue.
Well, when Ezekiel Elliott was a rookie, they ran the ball pretty much every time and got a lot of yards or a touchdown.
Yes, but it's a good and bad decision. It's good because they needed a lot more cap space. They're running out of money with Dez Bryant. But what they should have done was just restructured his contract so that they didn't have to release him.
I agree.
So overall, I think it was a bad decision. They should have just reconstructed his contract, but that's just me. We'll be back on Disputed.
Hello, and welcome to Camp Feet Herndon. You're here today with Kyla.
And Maria.
Hi.
And of course, Miss Herndon, today's quiz category is Sweet Satisfaction. We'll be asking our contestants candy-related questions with a time limit of 20 seconds. And the winner gets a prize. Now, for the quiz. For our first question, we'll be asking Team Marissa and Sophia. On average, 502 of what candy weighs 1 pound? Dots, Milky Ways, Twizzlers, or M&M's?
M&M's.
That is correct. The answer is M&M's.
Now we're moving on to Miss Herndon on the mic. What spice is used to flavor licorice candy? Caraway, fennel, cumin, or anise?
So this is a cooking question that you're asking me.
Sure.
The second one.
That would be fennel? Sorry, the correct answer is anise. Okay, we have Sophia and Marissa here with 1 point and Ms. Hernan with 0. Now, moving on to our student challengers, Marissa and Sophia. What candy bar originally came in 3 pieces and had 3 different flavors? Kit Kat, Payday, 3 Musketeers, or York? Payday? I'm sorry, the answer we were looking for was 3 Musketeers.
Here's a question for Ms. Herndon to mix things up. In 1995, which color of the M&M's was voted into packages by the public? Blue, red, green, or purple?
Blue.
That is correct. The scoreboard is 1-1. Team Marissa and Sophia, which of these was not among the 4 original Starburst flavors? Cherry, strawberry, lemon, or lime?
Lime.
That one's a little bit of a trick question, but the answer is actually cherry.
There's no lime. What?
This candy match is heating up pretty fast. Can Miss Herndon top it all with a cherry on top, perhaps? Why were red M&M's eliminated for a little while? They were A, not popular enough, B, there were too many colors, C, concerned about the dye, or D, found the color red disturbing.
C, the dye.
No!
That is correct. Miss Herndon has that point.
We've come to the final round. This will give 3 points to whoever gets it in 25 seconds. Will the winner be Miss Herndon or will it be Team Sophia and Marissa? I guess we'll just have to find out. The teams will take turns telling the host what the answer is, and we'll decide who gets the correct answer. Are you ready? Ready, set, go.
In what year did fizzies come out on the market? 1957, 1959, 1950, 1953, 1954, or 1952?
Are you for real?
The first one.
Yes, I knew it!
1959.
The answer is 1957. That is Team Marissa and Sophia. Yeah! So, the winner, 4-2, is Team Marissa and Sophia.
Can I choose the topic next time? All right.
Sophia and Marissa have actually beaten Miss Herndon. Well, I guess this calls for a sweet surprise. Sophia and Marissa, you get a bag filled up with candy. Tune in next time for another episode with new contestants and a whole new topic. This is Kyla
and Maria.
Until next time, this is Can't Beat Herndon.
We have Owen, and he is going to explain to us what we did in reading this week.
So this week in reading, we read two sources about the same article, about the same topic, and we analyzed which source is best, comparing like how the author organized it and how he put evidence by like experts on it and things like that, but yeah. So we analyzed the sources and we had a conclusion on which source was better.
Just to piggyback on what Owen was talking about with which source is best, students did a very good job with this assignment. They used close reading techniques in order to back up their point. I continue to be impressed with how they use the strategies that I've taught them in class to make their writing much more complete. They've done a wonderful job. I am off to the beach this weekend with Mrs. Ahern and Ms. Crabtree, so I'm not sure when I'm going to get a chance to grade these, but these will be on Google Classroom. I'm guessing I'll be done by Monday afternoon. Another thing that we did this week was we chose a job to research, and students will be researching the same kinds of questions that you saw on the job questionnaire that they did for homework. They're also going to have to come to the conclusion and make inferences about whether or not the job is highly recommended. And one of the things that they're going to consider is, will this job be around in the future? We will continue our research next week. Thank you for listening.